idea is more clearly brought out. Navirato duscharita. Any action undertaken with no ego and selfishness is a noble, virtuous act. Action by themselves is neither good nor bad. All selfish actions are wicked. All selfless actions are noble actions. Those who have not yet viram, not yet withdrawn himself from all his selfish and egocentric activities, Na samahitah. He has neither self-control, nor has he brought the mind into shanti, quietude. So the mind is agitated. Your behavior is always prompted by ego and selfishness. And you have no control over the sense organs, through the sense organs. The mind is always wandering in search of satisfaction in sense objects. To such an individual, nashanda manaso vapi, one who has not quietened the mind and intellect, such an individual, prajnaneina inam apunyam, he may still get prajnanam, beautiful, gracious book knowledge. He may have all the erudition and scholarship in the society. He can be in charge of the religious department of the university, professor of philosophy. He has got that much of knowledge. What Hindu, the Eastern master said, what the Western master said, what the Zen Buddhist said, everybody said, he can repeat. But he has not tried to quieten the sense organs, the mind. He is still living in the world outside as a little ego, selfish, and selfish desires, prompted by selfish desires. He has not transmuted his life. He has not the heroism to change the lifestyle. Such an individual, prajnanena, by the prajnanam, by the very good scriptural knowledge alone, Iram apunyam, you cannot reach there, reach him. Never can you reach. Right. Nairam apunyam, na prajnan, na virato viduscharita. Now, negative language. First, positively he said, what are the things necessary? Now, negatively he says, that this cannot reach there. Such an individual cannot ever reach this place. Keep your food and breakfast and music and dance. He who has not withdrawn himself from the negative activities in the world outside. Negative activities means activities prompted by ego and egocentric desires, selfish desires. He has not withdrawn. He is still highly selfish, highly egocentric. What can you do? And such an individual himself will never recognize it. If when you say that, "Ayo, Amma, why are you so selfish and or so egocentric?" Swamiji, never. I am the most selfless creature. He simply believes that he is selfless. But in the behavior, at every moment, the woman or the man creates problems for himself. Because of this hooking of the mind. Such an individual is not struggling or trying to quietly observe himself and then purify and chasten his behavior. One who has not become quietened in the mind, but still the mind is wandering in the past and the future, or in the through sense organs, in the sense objects. Therefore, the mind and intellect has never become shant, peaceful and quiet and contemplative. Prajnana is plenty. Book knowledge is plenty. Nainamapunyam, he cannot ever reach to experience it even an iota. It is all in the books and words he prattles. He cannot reach there. Therefore, this readiness to change yourself is necessary.